Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Chof Dalet. We're starting at the Mishnah Chof Gimel Amid Beis, roughly 10 lines from the bottom of the Amid. And the Mishnah continues in the same derech as we've had the last few Mishnahs. Kosher bepara, posel beegla, kosher beegla, posel bepara. What is kosher for the para aduma is not kosher for the egla rufa. What's good for the egla rufa is not kosher for the para aduma. What does that mean? Toner Rabban, we learned in the Braisa. Porer b'shchita, if we want to have a porer aduma for purposes of being metayer klal Yisrael that could have been tmei mess, the way you have to do it is you have to go and shech the porer aduma. So that, of course, is porer b'shchita, is ksheira. However, barifa, if you wanted to go and perform an arifa, arifa means to decapitate, to remove the head, like one does by the arifas who egla, then, of course, that would be parcel. On the other hand, egla barifa ksheira, egla rufa stavka has to be done through arifa. You all know what the egla rufa is all about. If chas v'shalom they found a mess nebuch somewhere in the wilderness, lo noida mihiko, we don't know who the person was that chas v'shalom killed him. Then there's an elaborate procedure set forth in the Torah where it's kenim from the Bezna Gadol from Yishalayim have to come down, umodadu, and they have to go and measure which is the closest town, Nebuch, to that mess. And then after they identify that town, then they have to bring an egla, which is a young calf. And then they have to be at Orfu Shom Banocha. They have to do a decapitation in the Nachal, Machloikis, whether that's a valley, whether that's a riverbed. But Lemaisa, there you have to go and do an Arifa. So what the Gemara is telling us is, what the Mishnah is telling us is, that these two are mutually exclusive. The Paraduma, you can only do through Shechita, and the Egla Rufa you can only do through Arifa. And if you were to go and switch it, and do the Arifa by the Paraduma, or do a Shechita on the Egla Rufa, no good. So that's what the Braita says. Parad b'Shechita is Ksheira, Barifa Psula. Egla Barifa Ksheira, b'Shechita Psula. Nimtzeis, and as a result of these two mutually exclusive halachas, says the Braita again what we learned in the Mishnah, kosher bepara, meaning shchita, is possible be egla, no good be egla rufa. Kosher be egla, the arifa, which is kosher by the egla rufa, is possible be para. So zaya zaya get. Frek timar, utahei para ksheira barifa mikal v'choymer. Why don't you go and say that you should be able to an arifa on the para aduma? Bearing in mind, the Gemara doesn't ask a question that we should be able to eat kosher meat with arifa, because nobody is eating anything over here. You want to go and have basar taiva, or you want to have a korban in the base of Migdash, that requires shechita, nothing to talk about. But here we're talking about outside the base of Migdash. In one case, by the Egla Rufa is lechaper, as a kapora nebuch for Klal Yisrael, that we had this terrible, terrible thing happening. And the case of the paraduma is because we want to be able to have the mei para to be able to go and spritz on those people that are tamei. So therefore, the purpose in both cases is not to eat. The purpose is for very, very special religious reasons that the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us, you got to bring a paraduma, you got to do a Egla Rufa. So I might have thought you can go and switch around, lav davka. No. Nim says kosher bepara, pasul be egla, kosher be egla, pasul bepara. Frey timara. Ute pora ksheir barifa mekal v'choymer. Why don't I make a kal v'choymer that by a paraduma you should be able to do an arifas hapara? What's the kal v'choymer? Umadach egla shloi hukshira b'shchita, hukshira barifa. Egla that was not kosher b'shchita is kosher b'arifa. Para, shehukshir b'shchita, para which is, quote-unquote, better, more chomer than the egla, where it is kosher b'shchita, and then shehukshir b'arifa, we should certainly say that you should be able to go and do the arifas para aduma, just like you do the arifas or egla. Amakra, that's why the pasuk says, v'shochat. Now, where does it say v'shochat? If you look at the Torah or HaSholem, it says in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, when a satam isa El Elozer HaKoyen, you hand over the Pora Aduma to Elozer HaKoyen, V'hoitzi Oysa El Michutz LaMachana, V'shachat Oysa L'Fon, says V'shachat, it's the Lushan of Shechita. Okay, but how do I know that that is Ma'akev? Maybe Arifa is also good. The beginning of Parshas Chukas starts off, Zois Chukas HaToira. In fact, that's how it got its name, Chukas from the first Pasuk. And that Zois Chukas HaToira goes through all the rules and regulations vis-a-vis the paraduma, like you have in ois beis darba b'nei Yisrael v'choylecha paraduma t'mimash ein bamum, etc. You got to bring a perfect red heifer. And what does it say in the next pasuk? Go and shecht it. So since it says chuka, wherever it says the word choik, typically that means this is ma'akev afilu b'diavad. This is the way you got to do it, whether you like it or not. Stand on your head. This is a choik v'lo yavar. That's what you got to do. Therefore, amakro b'shachav chuka b'shchita in barifalai. Frank Timori, you're telling me that this choik says, don't even think about it. This is the halacha. Who says maybe you can still use a kal v'chomer even though you have the word chukah? In the beginning of Parshas Achrei Mois, after it goes through the whole Seder Avoida on Yom Kippur, it says, and now you can look at Oiz Gimel in the Torah Or HaSholei, V'hoi says Oiz Lechem Lechukas Oilam Lechaper Al B'nei Yisrael Mikol Chatoisem Achas Vashana. This should be Achukas Oilam Achoik. This is the way you got to go and do it, the way we just described it in detail in Parshas Achrei Mois. Choik. And nevertheless, even though it says that the Avodas Yom Kippur is a choik, nevertheless, the Gemara says, V'tanya, but we learned on the fourth line from the top, V'aso chatos. Now, what is this referring to? We have the two se'irim, and as you know, the Kohen Gadol has to go and put goyrolois on each se'ir, and the Pasuk says in Uiz Dalid, V'hikav aharn es ha'se'ir asher ola olov ha'goyrol l'Hashem, V'aso chatos. The one that he put the goyrol on, that says on it, lechatos, that's the one he has to go and shecht, and bring it, lefnim, and lefnai v'lefnim. Masha enkin the other, so with the sor la'azazel, of course, he sent out b'chut, etc. Now, the fact that the Pasuk says, ha'goyrel l'Hashem, v'yoso chatos, the Gemara darshins from that, back to the Gemara, ha'goyrel oise chatos, v'ein Hashem oise chatos. Only the goyrel causes this to become now imbued with the name of a korban chatos, v'ein Hashem oise chatos. Meaning, if the Kohen Gadol, instead of putting the goyrel on, well, there are no goyrelas today, they can't find them, they're in the storage house, let's go and just go, you are a chatos, and you are l'hazazel, self nisht, it doesn't work. It has to be davka al yidei goyrel. Says the Gemara, what do I need the pasuk for? Shiochel, I might have made a kal v'chomer, v'aleidinu. Throughout the year, if anybody ever wanted to go and bring a korban, Rashi gives an example, for instance, of a kan for a zov or a zova. Kan means two birds, for a zova for yeledes. One of them is for a chatas, one of them is for an oila. What happens if the owner of this kan, the yeledes, the zova, when they bring it to the base of Mikdash, instead of saying, this oif is going to be for a chatas, and this oif is going to be for an oila, instead they put on a goyrel in each one. They put it around the neck, and said, this goyrel should make it for a chatas, and this goyrel should make it for an oila, without being koyre shame.
When,
exactly, right.
Inside, it's right. We need the older one. With the older, we need the younger one.
That's right, exactly right. You know your stuff. So I might have thought that that works, and the answer is it does not work. You can go and put on 20 goyrolis around the neck. You have to officially go and say, you are designated a chatas, and you are designated an oil. So therefore says Igmar, shiuch, vali dinu. Throughout the year, putting a goyrol on each oif or on any behema that you bring for a carbon doesn't work. You got to say it. Bepem mole, this is for a chata. This is for an oil. Kiddush hagoyrol, kiddush Hashem. But kiddush Hashem, that works. That's totally normal. Mokim shekiddush hagoyrol here by Yom Kippur, where goyrol works. I would say avada navada in eden shekiddush Hashem. That Hashem should certainly work. That's why the pasuk says Tamaloyim so chatos. Ha goyrol oise chatos vein Hashem oise chatos. Zok tihimori, it's time to kosa rachman of oso chatos. The only reason why we were able to go and defeat that kal v'chomer is because it says b'feish in the pasuk. Please put yourselves on mute. Everybody, please put yourselves on mute. Thank you very much. The only reason why that we cannot be koreish shame is time to kosa rachman of oso chatos. Therefore, you have to do it al yidei goyrol. Halav hachi, but if it wasn't for the benefit of that pasuk of that drasha, toshin and kal v'chomer, I would take a darshan and kal v'chomer. How could I possibly darshan and kal v'chomer? It says in Parshas Achrei Mois, Chukas Oilim, this is a choik. How would I even have a halamina that I should be able to go and designate Karbonis just by Shem and not with Geirolis? Shtei Tachlefeish in the Torah that you have to go to have the Geirol. 1 second, please.
I need to drink. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Sorry. Coming back to our Gemara. It's time to kosher one of us ochatas of lav hachi doshin and kal v'chaymer. So you see, otherwise we would go and dash in a kal v'chaymer. So Frank Digmori yet, how can you possibly dash in a kal v'chaymer when it says the word choik? Is the chasimen that even though it says choik, you could still dash in a kal v'chaymer? So now we're back to our original question. Maybe by poraduma. Maybe by Por Aduma we should be able to go and do it through a Rifa. Ah, you said, how could it be a Rifa? State Befesh in the Torah of a Shokat. And it says Choik, and Choik means a Choik v'leyavar. It's got to be that way, my way or the highway. It's got to be Davka v'shokat. Says the Gemara, just because it says Chukah is not a Raya that we eliminate the possibility of doing a Kal v'chaymer. I see from Yom Kippur. Even though it says Chukah, Chukas Oilam, nevertheless, if it weren't for the words Vaso Chatas, Solkadaita Chamini, you don't need to do Geirolus. You can just go and point to the carbon and say, you are a Chatas, and you are a Lazazel. So I would have thought. So I see that a Kal v'chaymer can still come into play, even though it says the word Chukah. Says the Gemara, you're 100% right. So this answer that I gave until now is deferred, and rather we have a new answer. Again, to the question, how do you know that a Por Adumah you can only do Shechita and not a Rifa? Zokti Mora, because Miet Rachmona Gabi Egla Ho Arufa. Ho Arufa with a capital He, meaning that this is a He Hayidia. This is the only time the Torah tells you that you have to do an Arifa, Ho Arufa. But that comes to exclude Zois Barifa Ve'en Acheres Barifa. What's the Acheres? I knew you were going to ask that. But between these two.
In the neck.
The Ein Acheres is not referring to the whole Kolatay Kula from beginning of Bracious till the end of Devarim. But Ein Acheres means that there's one other one that there would be a half a minute that we should be able to do a Shechita. I'm sorry, an Arifa. Which one of that is the Parah Aduma? So it comes to tell you, the Zois only by the Egla, and not by the Mami, not by the Parah. Parah, there's no Dun of Arifa, only Shechita. Freit Demar V'Tehei, Egla K'sheira B'Shechita B'Kal V'Chaymer. Now let's go the other way around. Just like we asked that maybe the Parah Aduma, you should be able to go and do an Arifa, let's go and say by the Egla Rufa, you should be able to do a Shechita B'Kal V'Chaymer. The same Kal V'Chaymer, but in the reverse. Part of that you cannot do Arifa. It's only kosher through Shechita. Egla K'sheira B'Arifa, Egla, which is more chomor, or at least is more liberal, if you will, in the sense that it is kosher barifa, and in din shukshur b'shchita, it should certainly be kosher b'shchita. So Timur Omar Kra, for orfu, ho egla, har egla barifa, vein in b'shchita loy. What is the raya from this, for orfu, ho egla barifa, in b'shchita loy? So if you look at oizvov, you'll notice that the word egla is repeated twice in the pasuk. Vahiridu ziknio irahi eso egla el nachal eson, ashalo ye ovid boy velo yizareah, vahorfusham eso egla banochal. What do I have to repeat eso egla? Well, of course, we're talking about the egla. We're not talking about a parah, we're not talking about a sa'ir, we're not talking about a kizba, a sa'ira, we're not talking about birds. We're talking about vahiridu ziknio irahi eso egla. So it could have said vahorfusham oisa banochal. Why does it have to plead again? Eso egla? Again, Arifa in b'shchita loy, only the egla. And Rashi says, by the fact that the word egla is repeated twice, is a shana alava kos of the akiv. The Torah repeated to go and say, only over here is there din of, by an egla rufa, you can only do it b'arifa, you cannot do it b'shchita. That's why we have the double time that it says the orful mit the egla only barifa.
He designated, yes, the arufa, he designated, but he's also kasha. If it's not for arufa, it can be shchita.
Okay, so we'll stop over here and we continue the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Again, the same language. Kosher b'kahanim, possible levim. Kosher b'levim, possible b'kahanim. What's kosher by kahanim is no good by levim. Kosher b'levim, possible b'kahanim. What does this mean? Tana Rabbanu state in the Braisa. Kohanim b'mumin psulin b'shonim ksherim. In Parashas, I believe, Emor, where it tells us all the dinim of the kahanim, there it goes and says, there the Torah enumerates by the kahanim various mumin. The pasuk says, "Ish mizaracha ledoyroisam asher yevaymum." He is not allowed to go and bring any of the karbanis. What's considered to be a mum? The psukim go in great detail. Ish chorim isarua, things of that nature, all different types of mumen. They are possible to go and do the avoda. However, bishonim kshedim, there is no time limitation for kahanim. Other than he has to be over bar mitzvah,
right,
as we'll see in Miachim Nigmar. Exactly.
Does now you no think retirement age?
No retirement age
that
either.
Shimon HaTzadik was 80 years old. He was still with his Kohen Gadol.
Anyway, the Tana Rabbanan Kehanim Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about it later. So Kehanim b'mumim psulim. Kehanim are possible if they have a mum. B'shonim k'shenim. But there is no time limitation, no age limitation. Leviim, on the other hand, b'mum and k'sherim, because the Torah doesn't say anything that a Levi has a mum that he's possible. Levi doesn't do avoid in the traditional sense of bringing karbonos, and so therefore he's kosher. B'shonim psulim, however, the Torah says very clearly that the Levi has to be from b'ben shloishim shon of amalavi ad ben chamishim shon, and in fact, that's this week's parashas Nosei. We start off Nosei as Rosh, b'nei gershon kamein, b'shvetu as Rosh, b'ben shloishim shon of amalavi ad ben chamishim shon, etc., etc. So that's the din shonim are possible, meaning that if they are less than 30 or the more than 50, they are disqualified. They cannot do the avodah that they have to do. Nimtza kosher b'kahanim, possible levim. Kosher b'levim, possible b'kahanim. Same as we had in our Mishnah. What is kosher b'kahanim? Meaning the kohen who happens to be 25 years old or 20 years old, he could do the avodah, but that's possible levim because levim has to be a minimum of 30 years old. Kosher b'levim, what's kosher by levim? Meaning even if he is a baal mum, possible began, but by a koyin he would be possible. Minonimili, what do you take this from the Torah Rabbanan? Zoysa shel aleviyim. Now, what does it say in the Zoysa shel aleviyim? Continuing on the Pasuk in Pasuk Zion, Zoysa shel aleviyim, mi ben chomesh vi esrim shono v'mala, yovel etzvoy tzava. Here it says 25. The Gemara is going to ask shortly, but the Pasuk that we quoted before says 30. Make up your mind, is it 25, is it 30? If you're wondering which Pasuk that is, if you want to go down to Pasuk Tes, Mi ben shloishim shana v'mal v'ad ben chemishim shana, etc. That's the avoidus avoida, avoidus mas, avoid moid. So here by the Levim it says 25, there it says 30. The Gemara will address that shortly. But in the meantime, I do see that by Levim that there is these time limitations or year limitations. Says Gemara, so you say shalavim, ma tamalaymar. Why does it go and tell us this Zoysa shel Leviim? Why doesn't it just start off that the Leviim have a din ben chamishim shana? Shh, please, a bit still. Our good friend.
I know,
but please. Zok Yomar, Zoysa shel Leviim, matam alayim lefishinem, it says in the post, ben chamishim shana. At the age of 50, Yoshev, that he's supposed to now retire at the age of 50. Loshen HaPasik, ben chamishim shana, Yoshev mitzvah ha-avoida, by Levim. Once he reaches the age of 50, he's done, retires. Leman leLevim shashonim poislim behem. So I see clearly from the combination of these psukim, he starts off either at the age of 25 or 30, he goes until the age of 50, and that's it. Yochem mumim poislim behem, I would think that if he is a bal mum, that would also pass, just like I find by the kohanim. Vidinu, and I'll make a kal v'chomer. Ma the kohanim she'ein hasham shonim. By Kahanim, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that there are these time or year limitations. And Shon Poislim, but Mum and Poislim Behen and Mum does Pasul Leviim Shashon and Poislim Behen Leviim where the Shonim do Pasul. Ain't a dinshu Mum and Poislim Behen the Chavada Ravada a Mum would go and Pasul by the Leviim. So I would think. Tamaloyim is Zois Eshel HaLevim. Zois meaning this is the only limitation that we put on the Levim. What? The year's limitation. The 25 to 50, the 30 to 50, but not Mumen. Zois LaLevim, Ein Acheres LaLevim, and therefore they don't have any problem of Mumen. So now the Gemara says, Fakert, Yochel Yuha Kahanim Psulim Bishonim. I should go and say Kahanim should be possible not only b'mumen, but also b'shonim, again from the reverse kal v'chayim. V'aloi denu. Umma levim she'ein mumen poislim behem. Shonim poislim behem. By levim, a mum does not possible. But shonim does possible. Kahanim she mumen poislim behem. Kahanim where the mum does possible. Ein adin she'yush nai she'yush shonim poislim behem. Thank you. Kahanim where the mumen do possible. Ein adin that the shonim should go and possible. Possible. By the Kohanim, Tamaloyim, that's why it says Zois, Asher l'Aleviim, V'loy Asher l'Kohanim, only the halachas of the 30 to 50, those year limitations, only apply to Leviim, and not to Kohanim. So at the moment we can take a short breath, so there's a major difference between Kohanim and Leviim. Kohanim are Mumim, Leviim are in Shonim. Now, where does it say this din of Leviim b'Shonim? It says in the Torah, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, uh-huh. We had that on Shavuos yesterday, uh-huh. 2 days ago. Yeah. And these halachas of the 30 to 50 apply specifically to the Mishkan that was standing in the Midbar and that traveled for 40 years mm-hmm. together with Klal Yisrael until they finally entered Eretz Yisrael at the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Clearly, the 30 to 50 apply to that period of time. Yochel af b'shilu beis elamim kain. Maybe the same thing applies to the Mishkan Shiloh, which stood in Shiloh in Eretz Yisrael for 369 years. And maybe the same thing applies to beis elam, means the beis hamikdash, first beis hamikdash, and the second beis hamikdash. Also kain, the same halacha applies of 30 to 50. Tamaloyman, no. Lavoid avoidus avoidav avoidus masa liyamarti el bizman shavoide bekosev. What's avoidus masa? Avoidus masa means carry.
That's the difference. It's masa means carry.
Very good. Yes, you're 100% right. Shkoyach. Thank you very much. So he's telling us, as you know, throughout the 40 years, Klal Yisrael was constantly on the move. And each time they had to dismantle the Mishkan, and they had to put it into special bags, and then after that, special coverings, and then after that, the Leviim had to go and carry them from place to place, until Hashem said, okay, we stop here and reassemble the Mishkan again. Who was the one that had that job of carrying and disassembling and reassembling? Yeah, well, it was actually all three. Some of them had to do a kosev by kosev yisol, but the others had the agolos. So that's why, in fact, both Gershon and Merari. Yeah, exactly. And in this week's Sedra, we mentioned Parshas Nosei towards the end, before we start reading out all the Nesiim, it talks about that they got special agolos where they put on, for instance, the kroshim and other things, because the kroshim were very, very heavy. Anyway, but point of all of this is, since the Leviim had to do the Avodas Masa, that's where these time limitations, year limitations apply. You see, if you look at Ois Tes again, Mi ben Shloshim Shana v'mal v'ad ben Chishim Shana, from 30 to 50, who does this apply to among the Leviim? Kalabo l'avod, avodas masa b'oil moed. Avodas masa b'oil moed, that was only a one generation thing during that 40 years when they were out in the Midbar. But once the Mishkan was assembled and was established, erected in Shiloh, and after that the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, they didn't have to go move the Mishkan from place to place or the Beis Hamikdash from place to place. It stood in its place permanently for its time period. So Mishkan and Shiloh, 369 years, Beis Hamikdash 410, second Beis Hamikdash 420. So during that time there was no Avodas Masa. This halacha no longer applies. There's no longer a minimum of 30. There's no longer a maximum of 50. That all falls away. We're going to talk about, were there any other time limitations then that applied to the Leviim in the times of Shiloh and the Beis Hamikdash. We're going to approach that on the bottom of the Amud and on the Amud Beis shortly in Me'atzah Hashem. Okay, so with this we have ended this shtickle, and now we know that although the Mishnah says that by Leviim, there's the psul of years of Shanim, but that was only in the times of the Mishkan in the Midbar. But now the Gemara asks the kasha that we asked before. Kosov Echad Oimer, one pasuk says, "Ben Chomish V'Esrim Shana V'Mala," starting from the age of 25. Because of Echad Oimer Ben Shloishim Shana V'Mala, starting at the age of 30. So make up your mind. Did the Levim start working at the age of 25, or did they start working at the age of 30? If Shloim Shloishim, we can say, well, the answer Shloishim. Obviously, it says Ben Shloishim Shana V'Mala. Can't say that Shekvar Nehme Chafei. And the other pasuk says 25. V'yef Shalom Chafei, and you can't say 25, Shekvar Nehme Shloishim. So how do you resolve this contradiction? Okay, Tzad. Chafei, L'talmud, or L'limud. Shloishim La'avoida. 25 is when they entered into the special
Levium school.
Seminary, Koilel, Yeshiva, whatever you want to call it, which was Miyuchad, to teach them all the Hilchas HaLeviyah. Now, you're wondering to yourself, what does all of that entail? So Rashi says, a little bit further down, about Hirodas HaMishkan, disassembling it, Lefarkoi, Vilin Toisoi, and then to go and re-establish it, reassemble it, Ulahamid Krosov, Ukroshov, taking off the Kroshim, which are the large beams, the Krosim, which were those S-shaped hooks, which were used to connect the different ureois on top of the Mishkan. Besides all of the physicality aspects, besides that, the Levim also had to do Vashir LeKarbon, that they had to go every time you had an Oilas Tzibur being brought, for instance, every morning the Oilas Karbon Tomid, and the Tomid Shubin Arboim, as the Kehanim are being Makrovit, you had to have the Levim Bishiram uvezimram.
So it's music lessons?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Music lessons, both in terms of bepeh ubikli, to be able to both sing and also to go and play on the various instruments. So therefore, getting back to our Gemara, all of that was part and parcel of the 5 years, so that they had different classes, 4 credits each, and then of course they had at the end of
the graduation.
Yeah, the graduation, but there was a whole business. Yeah, exactly, and they had to go and get degrees. So you see, you're familiar. You're not a Levi by any chance. You're not a Levi by any chance.
No, I'm not a Levi.
Okay. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara tells us. Any Talmud that's been mitching already for 5 years and trying to learn and learn and learn, and it just doesn't go in, he can forget about it. He should just leave school and do something else. No, you don't really need 5 years. 3 years is enough. I have a pasuk here by Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel, I believe. Yeah. And that the Melech went and appointed the various people, and it says, well, the Gadlam, Shonim Shalosh, 2 to 3 years. Shonim Shalosh, 3 years, thank you. And then the pasuk continues on, Ulalamdom, and go and teach them the various things that they had to learn. Seifam Loshin Kazdim, so that took 3 years. So you see from that Shonim Shalosh, 3 years, that you don't need 5 years, 3 years is enough. So now the Chayyim have a stira. One pasuk says that a Talmud has 5 years to go and see a Simon Yafa, Simon Bracha in his learning. Rabbi Yossi says you only need 3 years. What does each one do with the other ones? Pasik. The Tumar V'idach, meaning the first Limud that we had, 25 and 30. Shani Loshin Kazdim, De Kolil. The reason why in the time of the Nebuchadnezzar they only need 3 years studying and learning, because they were learning Loshin Kazdim. That's a language. For languages, you need 3 years. But it's Kolil. Kolil means that it's relatively easy. You don't need 5 years. 3 years is enough. The Idach, what is the other man? The Yamahol, about our 5 years in the Beis HaMikdash. Hilchos Avoida to Takif, and Hilchos Avoida are heavy duty. Heavy duty both in the physical, exactly how you disassemble a Mishkan and reassemble it, as well as the singing, and as well as playing the musical instruments. For that, you need to take many more credits, many more subjects, many more professors. So therefore, that was a 5-year stint, and not just 3 years.
So what did they do the first 5 years in the Midbar if they didn't have any qualified Levium to schlep the and to disassemble?
What did you do whenever you read it in the Torah? What did you answer to that question?
It never occurred to me until this moment.
Okay, so you'll
They had some who were pre-qualified.
Pre-qualified.
They were a magician. But so anyway, so we're left now.
What's your rabbi? You'll learn it in a week.
Yeah.
Okay, now, so we're left with that. Levium have no. They had no age
requirements. Correct. Except they have to be at least bar mitzvah. But they're otherwise. We're going to see the machlekes. Rebbe Holder should be 20 years old. Baltimore. So Tana Rabban, we have a brisa now. Koyin Mishiyovi Shtesara. Since we said that Kehanim, there is no psul of Shonim whatsoever, only a Mumin, so what is their age? What are their age limitations? Koyin Mishiyovi Shtesara. Once he, Shtesara means he becomes bar mitzvah. Ad she yaskin, until he becomes a zokein. What's the definition of zokein? We'll see on the Amud Beis shortly. But it's not a question of years. He could even be 100 years old. What does this ad she yaskin mean? We'll see on the Gemara on the Amud Beis. It's kosher avoid, he can do the avoid. Umum and poslim, but the Torah says befeirish by the kahanim, that if they have a mum, they're poslim. Ben Levi, on the other hand, is ben shloishim v'yad ben chamishim, kosher avoida. He is kosher avoided between 30 and 50. Bishan and Boislam boy. However, if it's less than 30 or more than 50, possible. The Madvar Mamurim, oh, what we just said, Nabi Omar Sheba Midbar, of Shilu Beis Alamim, Ein Nifsalim Ella Bekoil. They're disqualified Bekoil. What does that mean, Bekoil? Omar Bioisi Maikra, what are you referring to? Said in the Pasik. Vayhi, the Pasik in Divrei Hayamim, Vayhi Ki Echad Lamachatzatzrim. What does that mean? You see the top Rashi. They're all in it together. The machatzatzrim are those that blow the chatzotzris. Vameshoyrim means those that either sing or play other musical instruments. Those are ke'echad. Everybody is in it together. There is no limitation of 30 to 50. But it has to be lashmiya koil echad. Says the next Rashi. He has to have a good voice, and if he's already at the age of
musician,
exactly,
make the melody, the music,
the music and the melody. That's right. That's right. So if he happens to be already that his voice is shvach, or his voice doesn't make a beautiful harmony together with everybody else,
to have strength. For the trumpet.
Yeah.
This is the Vashem like Rudas of Bosham.
That's more psalm. Here, Bosham, you make it sweet.
Fragrant.
They both come from the same Shoresh, to make something sweet and fragrant and nice and pleasant and all the rest. In this case, in terms of the smell, in this case, in terms of the aroma, this in the case of the beautiful music. Very good, very good.
Harmony. Harmony.
Exactly right. Very good. Shkoyach.
Who determines it?
Who determines it? I guess the
newspaper is the critics, the reviews.
The New York Times.
All right.
You have a critic in the daily paper.
And
tell
them they had.
Yeah, for sure, the conductor.
So there was.
Who was the one that determined whether the after 5 years?
The Bezdin Shukhanim, the Bezdin in.
Exactly. Whoever was the Mamuna on the schools and on the Beis HaTalmud that we were learning the 5 years, who said that he gets a diploma, who says he doesn't get a diploma, whoever was in charge. There must have been Mamunim in charge of these things. Anyway, Ad Shiaskin. So he said by the Koyin, there is no time limitation, no year limitation. Ad sheyask until he gets old. What's the definition? Ad kama? Amriblah amribchanina. Ad sheyirase. So sheyirsas. Says Rashi, what does yirsas mean? Yodav v'raglav roisisin mi'ein koyach. Unfortunately, he's very, very shaky. Sometimes you see older people, once they become 110 years old, it's very hard for them to hold a kos properly or to hold anything because nebuch, they are shaking. They no longer have koyach. If you have no koyach, then koyin, sorry. You have to stop at this point. You have to retire. But until that point,
is mirsis like frightened?
Yeah, yeah. Same shayish. Exactly right. Shaking.
Also, someone makes for tefillin. He has to, if he has a tremble, then he can't. He's no longer qualified. I think
he can't be a soifer. Can't be a moyel. Other things as well. Yeah, 100%. Okay, so now we spoke about the kahanim leviim, and now we go a little bit off to other sugyas in terms of age. Tanan Hossam, Bal Keri Shetova Velehitel Mayim Likshiyatel Tomei. You have a Bal Keri, and as a result that he saw Keri, if he toiveled before he had a chance to be Matel Mayim, before he went to the bathroom to urinate for Ketanim, what I'm afraid is that there might still be a little speck of Keri in his Oma within the pipeline, which has not come out yet. So if he goes to the mikveh immediately, there's a zoris right after he saw Keri, boom, into the mikveh, but he had not been matal mayim before, the kshiyata, when he comes out of the mikvah and he ultimately does go to the bathroom, he'll become tamei once again, because I'm choshed that there's a little tipas carry there in the pipeline. Says Rabbi Yossi, Al Pisvar, what you said makes a lot of sense, but it really depends on who you're talking about. Rabbi Yossi says, B'choyle u'bezoken, you're right, tamei. Because since they happen to be weak, or they happen to be old, then in fact, maybe the entire carry did not come out. However, B'yelet u'bebori, if you're talking about a youngster, or someone that happens to be nice and strong, Tahar, you have nothing to worry about, because the strength of the power of the body is such that every drop came out. Yorkechetz. Oh, very good. So then he's tar. So now we use the expression yelet. What's the definition of yelet? Yelet at kama. How far does this go in terms of yelet? Rabbi Lo, Rabbi Chanina, kol she'imet al ragli achas v'choylet min olay v'noyel min olay. He can stand on one leg. Yes. And he can go and
I'm old man already.
Exactly.
He can stand on two legs.
And he can remove and he can remove a shoe or put back a shoe, even though he's standing on one leg. It shows he's acrobatic and flexible, and the Baruch Hashem, his Ivorim are working very, very well. So that type of person, if he's moitzi carry, you have nothing to worry about. The whole thing came out, and if he toivled, even though he didn't go to the bathroom, he's tar. Amru Olam al Reb Chanina. So they talked about Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina, of course, was a
doctor.
Was a doctor.
The white donkeys. And
oil. He said that he was blessed because he's healthy and he can. Reb Chanina. It's unbelievable.
So what happened to Reb Chanina? So Ben Shmoyim Shani was already 80 years old.
Yes.
And he still, Baruch Hashem, had so much vitality and physical strength that he was able to stand the ragli achas and choylitz min olim and noyel min olim. Amr Reb Chanina says, you're wondering how I got that special strength. Of course, it was a bracha from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, but down below, chamen v'shemen shesachtani, imi bialdusi, when I was young, my mother constantly put me, she gave me warm water and she shmeared me with shemen, and that really did a good job. That gave him strength. They stood for me, literally to stand, humbly, basic nusi, when I got old. So the Mephoshim explained, why did Reb Chanina add that, giving tribute to his mother? Because Reb Chanina was a doctor, and therefore he wanted to tell all the other people, don't think that this is, you know, echad mini elef loy matzasi, that this is a psanes min hashamayim at 80 years old.
It's in your power to bring it on your children, this flexibility and this vitality.
Exactly, so that you have that power if you so wish and so desire, and if you do it, then your children also have that flexibility. But if you don't, then they won't. Tana Rabbanan. Nismal is kind of when he already begins to have a beard. Royally, osi shliach tzibur v'leder lefnei hateva v'lisa eskapov. Again, since we spoke about age and time limitations, things of that nature, we're now talking, going off a little bit on a tangent, and we're saying once you're nismal as a konai, which means it's not enough just to have shtei saris, but a person should be older than that, a little bit older, then he could already be a shliach tzibur for later lefnei hateva. Now, shliach tzibur later lefnei hateva, normally we think of as being synonyms. Right. You're a shliach tzibur, you're davening for the yomid, right? That's chazor is a shatz. Shatz is shliach tzibur. Later lefnei hateva means someone who's davening for the yomid. So Zorashi says, the shliach tzibur over here means something different. The Ur Lefnei HaTeva is taka, the one that's davening for Nomad. As far as shliach tzibur is concerned, if you look at the Rashi about 10 lines from the top, shliach for the tzibur, chol tzorcheim, whatever they need for the public needs, like the tkoy shofar, somebody has to go and blow shofar, ulenadois means that we need to put somebody in cherem, or limonais, not limonais, limonais, to be appointed as a parnes of the tzibur. The minimum years for something like that is, as Igmora says, nesmal is a kana. You can't do it right after the person becomes bar mitzvah, only when he becomes older. And in fact, there are shuls where there are makben not to allow a bar mitzvah boy to go and either lane and or daven for the yomid until he becomes a little bit older, at least 14, 15, 16 years old. This mother's kind of means that you see that there's already hair on his face, or if friends of him can go and be made, that they were in the mikveh together and they saw that it's Nismal Zakone, the Zokan Atachtoin, that he has more hair down below. Anyway, so that the Shliach Tzibur Levin Yotem means Sedavin Lisa Skapov to be a Koyin for Nesias Kapayim for Dichanim. From what point is a Kohen allowed to do the Avoida, the Beis HaMikdash? Again, he is not limited by the 30 to 50, that's only by the Levim. What about the Kehanim? They have to be at least Bar Mitzvah. He's got to be 20 years old. Where does Rebbe take this from? I'm Rebbe Chizda, my time at the Rebbe, the Chizda, the Pasuk, Vayamidu, the Levim, Mi Ben Esrim, Shon of Amala, Lenatzeach, Amalechas, Beis Hashem. We don't know what Lenatzeach means yet. We'll see that in a moment. But they went and appointed the Levim from the age of Esrim, Shon of Amala, Lenatzeach, Amalechas, Beis Hashem. So what do I see from this Pasuk? That you have to be at least 20. And the Tanakhama said, Shtei Saris is enough. The Idach, what does the Tanakhama say? Lenatzeach Shani. Nevus meit Lenatzeach. So if you look at the Rashi, again, that's the next Rashi, 12 lines from the top, whatever, 13. Lenatzeach Shani, the mashma la'avoid, avoidois, kvedois, hatzrichois, nitzuach. Nitzuach means that you need special energy and vitality. For something like that, and avoid the kveda, for that you need to be at least 20 and not just a bar mitzvah.
For example, what's an avodah?
I don't know. Chesed doesn't say.
I don't know. Maybe carrying the big pieces.
No, but that was in the midbar. That was in the midbar. I'm talking about in the Beis HaMikdash. What was an avodah kveda? I mean,
in the Beis HaMikdash as well.
Big pieces of the animal to up to the mizbeach.
Yeah, very good.
Like a whole leg or whatever.
Beautiful, beautiful. Truma Sedeshin, if it was very, very heavy, I wouldn't be able to do it. It's too heavy. Whatever.
There's definitely just a nominal amount.
You're talking about the daily Truma Sedeshin. I'm talking about the Haroma Sedeshin. What happens if they came 300 saw on top of the Mizbeach? On the Tapuach, yeah. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so Latzeach, I'm asking with you. Yeah, then you need 20. But otherwise, for your regular daily avoider, if you want to go and do the Zrika Saddam, you don't have to get in 50 gallons inside the Mizrak. You take a Zrika Saddam, whatever. V'idach Latzeach Shani. Freidim over Haikra Bilaviyam Ksiv. Which is talking about Kehanim, because as far as the Levim are concerned, we already said if you're talking the Mishkan, you start off from the age of 30 and the age of 50, there's no din of Shtei Saris, there's no din of 20. So, Ebazoi, this Pasuk says, Emidu es ha-Levim, Ben Esrim Shana. So you see, it's 20 years by Levim, and you're trying to bring a Raya the Gabi Kehanim. V'haikra be-Levim ksit. Says, Yimar, k'ribi shuv and Levim, Reb Shuv and Levim, b'yesev ha-bo, mekoimeth nikl Kehanu Levim. In 24 places in Tanakh, we're talking about Kehanim, but the Torah refers to them as Levim. Ze'echad mehen, the classic case is, v'kehanim ha-Levim, b'nei Tzodik. Tzodik was Tzodik ha-Koyin, his children, b'nei Tzodik, were all Kehanim.
But nevertheless,
yes, for sure. And here the Pasuk refers to ha-Kehanim ha-Levim, so you see that the Torah sometimes uses the term Levim in a somewhat broader fashion than usual, not only to include what we would call Levim, but even to include the Kehanim. After all of them are B'nai Levi, and so therefore it's not inappropriate to call a Kohen a Levi. Rashi adds another shtickel, which is important for those people that are definitions and etymology and things of that nature. Normally we think of a Levi because all the Levim are B'nai Levi, Levi being the third son of Yaakovina, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. So all his descendants are Levim. But Rashi brings over here, Vani Shemati, Loshen Levim, is Shamosim, which are assistants, Kemoi V'Yelovu Alecha, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to the Kehanim, to Harnakoyin, that the Levim are Yelovu Alecha, they're going to help you and assist you. We use that term regularly, unfortunately, by a funeral, by a levaya. What is a levaya? People that are escorting, and at least in theory, they're also helping in carrying the oroin, or at least
that's what they were used to. At least the Merari, carrying the
oroin. Very good, beautiful, beautiful. And why were they called Merari? Because especially if it was a levaya and they're carrying an oroin, I'm sure they were all pretty bitter about the fact that they're at a funeral. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so the word Levi doesn't only mean the children of Levi, it also people that are of assistance and escorting, you're bimalava, you're going, okay, Zuzmur Vaita, Tanur Rabban. Says in the Pasuk, Ish Mizaracha Ledoiroisom, if you look at the Pasuk down below, this is the Pasuk that introduces the Parsha of Mumin in Parshas Emor, Dabra El Harn Leimor, my Gemara, it's a Dalet down below, Dabra El Harn Leimor, Ish Mizaracha Ledoiroisom, Asher yevoi mum. Lo yikrav lahakrav lechem elikopf. If he has a balmum, don't don't bring any karbanos. Zok the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Ish Mizarach LeDeroisa, Mikan Omer Blazer, Cotton Posel LaAvoida. What's the raya? Because it says Ish. Ish means by definition he has to be at least bar mitzvah. Anybody that's not bar mitzvah is not considered to be an Ish as yet. Posel LaAvoida. Vafilu Tam, even if he has no mumun whatsoever, because the Ish Mizarach LeDeroisa is a free. Okay, but in terms of mum,
there's a physical mum in the gavra and nothing. And but
oh, now Baruch Hashem, they were masculine. Okay, that's what the Gemara is using the term tam in that respect.
How close to shave? Yes.
Zok the Gemara, me'emes like kosher l'avoida. So when does he become kosher l'avoida? Mishia wishtei sas, like we said before. As soon as he becomes bar mitzvah, then he becomes an ish. Avol echav a kehanim ein meinichan oisei l'avoid. But the other kehanim can object and say, no. And shehei ben chof until you're 20 years old. They can object until he's 20.
That's a group decision.
I guess so. Echav a kehanim. Anyway, so the Gemara wants to know, who is this one that is makbid on 20? So l'choyer, that's Rebbe that we had before. Right, we had at the go 10 lines back. According to Tanakhama, he said, Rabbi says, he's got to be 20. Now, remember that Rabbi learned that from a pasuk. Amrav Chizda, my time with the Rabbi, we had the pasuk. Leviim pasuk. Very good, which was referring also to Tekanim. B'nei Tzodek, very good. Kohen Gadol. Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So maybe say Koshel Avoid Mishav Yishtei Saris, but the Kehanim can go and say, wait until you're 20. So now, who is this Tana of this Mishnah, or this Braisa, that says the Kehanim can object? Ikri Amri, some say, Ha Rebbe Hi, Va Filip Psul Drabonon Lesle. It's not even a Psul Drabonon. In other words, even though Rebbe said above, Achihei Ben Esrim, truth of the matter is, there is no really Chiyav Min HaTorah. It's not even a psul midrabanan. Right. What about that pasuk? That pasuk was an asmachta at best, and the asmachta was vis-a-vis those kehanim that would object, and they would say, no, we think that it's more proper. They avoided to have someone who's older than just bar mitzvah.
So we had a group like that, but I told them, the kids, this is chinuch, so let them stand there.
Very good. That's the first pshat. That was ikadiyam rebbi is like psul midrabanan. No, sorry again. There's another version, Rabbi Islay Psul Ben Rabban. He taka holds his posel. They're not allowed to do the avoidah, not min ha-toira, midrabanan, until they're 20 years old, based on that posel that we quoted before. This braisa that says that the kahanim can object, v'harabanan he. This is not the Rabbi, this is Rabbanan. Ulchatchila hu deloy. Avdiyavad avadosleik sheira. The Rabbanan say, L'chadchila, don't let him do the avoida before he reaches the age of 20. Not that this is b'di'evad, it's kosher, because there's no Isser d'Rabbanan, there's no Isser d'Araisa, Gunish, it is just, he has to have Shesaris, but once he has Shesaris, once he's an Ish, he's kosher, he's not kosher l'chadchila, he's kosher b'di'evad, l'chadchila, he should be 20 years old. Okay, on to the next Mishnah, Zok the Mishnah, Vayta Torah b'kli cheres, Tomei b'chol ha-kelem, Torah b'chol ha-kelem, Tomei b'kli cheres. What is this referring to? You all know that there is a fundamental difference between your regular kelim and a kli cheres. What fundamental difference is there? Legabe the din of kabbalas tuma. When can those kelim be mekabel tuma? By every single kli, if you have a person or something which is tumay and touches the kli, this now gets it to be a kind of a touchy situation. Depends if he's an av, if he is a risha and a shayni, a shlishi, all those wonderful things. But bottom line is, if you have a tuma that touches a kli from the outside, a regular normal kli, it becomes tummy. Kli cheres, the Torah says, kol asher b'soicha yitma. It's only when it goes inside the kli. So, for instance, if you have a person who happens to be tummy, why is he tummy? Because l'moshel he touched a mes rachmon litzlan, and now he's an avatuma. Avatuma can go and be metame odom v'kelim. See, he touches, assuming that this is a kli, and assuming that this kli is made out of metal, he touches it, the whole kli becomes tame. How do you get the tuma off of the kli? You put it into the mikveh and you toivel it. Very good. That's legabe a regular kli. What happens if this kli is made out of cheres? Cheres means it's made out of earthenware. If the person who is tame touches it and he holds it and he embraces it and he plays with it and he nothing has happened. It's gunish megunish. when he puts his finger inside, oh! He doesn't touch the walls of the kli. All he has to do is put the finger inside.
Yes.
Or if the same matter doesn't have to be a person, you can have it dealing lamoshel with a sheret, a dead reptile. Mm. Dead reptile is an avatuma. It touches a regular kli made out of metal, touches it from the outside. Not only metal, also a kli eitz, as long as it has a base kibble. It also, kli kibble means that it has like a bowl and it can hold mashke, for instance.
Yeah, the kli heres doesn't have to have a base kibble.
Nachmul.
The kli heres.
The kli heres, yes.
You have a flat plate.
Yeah, but then it can't have a toicha. You have to have a toich, meaning it has to have an inside. Yeah, so if it's totally flat, I don't see where you have the toich. Anyway, good question. But for purposes of what we need to know today is, this is made out of metal or made out of eitz. And
it conducts it.
And not only conducts, first of all, susceptible to tumah, mm-hmm, so then right. It becomes so nice tameh, and then it can go mi matami others, mm-hmm, depending with tumah oichel and mashkin. Yeah, okay, but that's all agabe regularly. If it's kli cheres, you got to put the tumah inside. So if you have your dead sheret, touches it from the outside by regularly, becomes tameh. By kli cheres, it doesn't become tameh until you dangle you hold the tail of the sheret, and the dead sheret goes inside. Why do you have to dangle it? Because if it touches the bottom, then it's tummy because it touched the bottom. The chiddush is el toicha, even the avir of the kli cheres, it's already metame the kli cheres.
Even if it doesn't touch it.
It didn't touch it at all. Zero. Gun shemi, nada, nothing.
It's in the space.
It's in the space, exactly. In
it's
the
like avir. An electric field.
In the zone.
Good point. That's a great analogy.
What was a great analogy? I missed it.
Electric field.
Electric field.
That
very good.
It doesn't have to. That's good.
Very good. Excellent. So let's see the Mishnah. Look, the Mishnah. Tohar b'chli cheres tami b'chala kelim. What's tohar by kli cheres is tami by other kelim. Which is tohar b'chala kelim tami b'kli cheres. Look, tomorrow, Taner Rabban. Avir kli cheres is tami. Avir is the ear space within the kli cheres. The tumah falls into that toich, into the avir. Even if you were able to grab it out before it touches the walls or the bottom of the kli, the avir itself makes a tummy. The gaboy means from the outside. If that same tumma source touches on the outside, it's totally tar. The other way around, avir kola kelim is tar. Any other kli, if it's a metal kli, and you're dangling the tumma inside the metal kli, it doesn't touch any of the walls, that'll be tar. However, the gabon, from the outside, they are tummy, they are tummy. And again, says the Braisa, Nim tator b'kli cheres, tamim b'chol akelim. That's tator b'kli cheres, meaning from the outside. The tumma source touched from the outside, all the other kelim would be tamim, but here would be tar. Tator b'chol akelim, where everywhere else it's b'chol akelim is tar, meaning you have the dangling tumma inside.
The airspace.
In the airspace, is tamay. Tator b'chol akelim, tamim b'kli cheres. Freyti manani mili, where do you take this from? The Tanur Rabban, it says in the Pasuk Toichai. Now this pasuk hey, mechol kli cheres hashiipol mehem el toichai kol shebesoicha yitma vioisoisish boiru. What does that mean? Kol kli cheres hashiipol mehem el toichai. Right before that, they were talking about the shmoyne shiratzim, and therefore they're saying about shmoyne shiratzim. If one of these shmoyne shiratzim pigers means dies, expires, matures, and then boom, it falls into the ear space of kli cheres, it becomes tamei. Zog de gemara. Even if it didn't touch. Who says? Maybe it goes toicha, but then it has to touch the wall or the bottom or something. Litamei means to make other things tamei. And litamei means that it itself should be susceptible to contract and become tamei. To me, matame others, even if it didn't touch it. Aftoiche omeli tame avod bishaloi noga. What does that mean that it's matame without touching? Bahasami nola, what does that mean? Amr bionis in atoina, he either al kli cheres. Vafila molik chardel. What means chardel? Chardel are mustard seeds. Small little mustardles. Those mustards are very, very small. And the Torah says that anything that comes into kli cheres, kol esher besoichoi tame. Anything inside this kli cheres, anything and everything, becomes tummy in terms of oichel amachel. Okay, so says the Gemara, it doesn't specify what's inside the kli cheres. Since we're talking about ochlin, so even if it's full of small little chardel seeds, which could be 1,000 inside a kli cheres, because they're all quite tiny, small, these chardels. Good. So you have really, really very, very, very small. They all become tame. Now, how could they all become tame? Obviously, they're not all touching the walls of the Kli Cheres. There's some are touching the walls, touching for sure. They're touching each other. But since they're touching each other, says Rashi, if you're going to go and tell me that the ones that are in the middle that got tame because they touched the guy next to it and the guy next to it and the guy next to it and touched them.
It decays. The tumor decays from Rishon to Sheni to Shlishi, etc.
It's an interesting term, decay, but it certainly keeps on going downhill. In other words, you're 100% right. You have Chas V'Shalom, a person who passes away. That's the maximum. That's avi avoisa tuma. Then you have a person who touched the mess, Rachmon al-Islan, or a person who's a Balkari, a person who's a Zav, a lady who's a person who's a Mitzayra, all of those things, and Lahavdil, if you have a Behema, which is an Avela, if you have a Sheretz, which died, all of these things are called Avatumas. Avatumah can go and create an Av, can metame Odom Vekelim, and make a Rishon Atumah. The Rishon Atumah is already very, very restricted. A Rishon can only metame Oichlin or Mashkin, and make a Shein Atumah. By regular chulin, that's the end of the line. So if a sheni latuma touches any other food item, nothing happens. It's all over, exactly as you say. Sheni is the end. Comes to truma, we go one more step, we go to a third, we go to a shlishi. By kodshim, we go to revi. Some say by paraduma, we go to chamishi. Fine, but that's the absolute limit. We're done.
Thousands of mustard seeds in a Kli Cheres, the inside ones are completely insulated.
They would have to be the number thousand to become tamei, and it ends at a chamishi or a revi or a shlishi. So therefore, it's impossible that those middle guys should become tamei as a result of touching. Yeah. So what's the reason why they become tamei? It's all because of the fact that the Torah says, even though it doesn't touch the kli itself, it only touches the toich of the kli, the avir of the kli, that already makes it tamei. So therefore, says Yimar, just like we see that the Gabi transmitting tumah to the ochlin inside, it transmits the tumah even if it happens to be not touching it. It's only in the avir, meaning all those middle mustard seeds which are not against the wall but they're in the middle. They all became tameh. Kol hashem b'soicha yidma. Same thing now. The Gabi, the susceptibility of the kli to receive and become tameh, it's also besoich. It doesn't have to touch the wall, not the front, not the back, not the bottom, not the inside. Gunish, just being in the avir, that is already enough. So just repeating this shtickle Torah again, last five lines. Gunish on tuvah is oimer nemer toicha litame v'nemer toicha litame ma toicha ha'omer litame to metame others like the mustard seeds. Av bishlanog even if it didn't touch it. Av toicha ha'omer litame. The toichai to become tamei, to receive the tumah, officially noga, even though he didn't, the Kli Cheres didn't touch the tumah at all, just in the avir. Vosami noga, how do I know litame, the avir is enough? I'm Reb Yonason. Ferida Kli Cheres, afilamoi chardal, it's metame all of these chardalim, even though the chardal doesn't touch any of the walls. With this, we'll stop, Rabbi Yisai, to be continued tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.